Good morning, Denver.
If they're not awake yet, they're awake now.
You're listening to You Get the Blessing.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
With our special guest host today, Chuck King.
Don't you think I look better than Bo?
You have a radio face. I'm not kidding.
Bob, it's great to be here with you again today. We got some special guests today. Greg Tull and Jim Copeland are with us. They're going to talk to us about a great event. But before we do that, Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Southern California. Had a dad and mom that loved the Lord. Dad was studying to go into ministry. But dad had a pretty violent temper, so eventually mom and dad divorced. Dad moved over to Georgia, where most of our family's from, and my mom was left to raise us kids, two other brothers and a sister. And so about that time in my life, although I'd put my faith and trust in Jesus, there was this season that I went through and just decided that I was going to explore and do some other things in life. And sort of abandoned my faith for a little season until really a great pastor, a friend of mine, he was my youth pastor at the time, Dr. John Sparks, came out and visited me. My mom sent him on the task to come to the house and say, I've got these kids, they're out of control, and you know, I'd love you to talk to my oldest, who seems to be leading the pack. So John came out and really kind of gave me a kick swift in the rear and said, God had plans for my life. It was the first time I'd really heard that kind of an idea. And so it kind of put me back on path to regular church attendance, sort of getting engaged with what Scripture says about me and what I should be doing and things like that. And so fortunately for me, I kind of stayed on that path most of my life, although I had a few detours along the way. But the rest of the family didn't fare so well. But God has used me in ministry for a number of years. Eventually, I got into full-time ministry, went on and did some college work. I was a high school dropout, but wound up about 5 years later going to college. Continued for about 13 years after that. It wasn't that I was slow. It's that I got several degrees. Wound up in full-time ministry out in Virginia, doing a thing called Church Growth Institute, helping churches grow. And so I had a great chance to work with the local church, with pastors, doing workshops on really ways of helping their churches grow across America. Then I kind of got involved with this little ministry that was starting up. I was working on my doctoral dissertation in men's ministry, biblical manhood. And the committee that was involved with my program said, you know, there's this group out in Colorado that have been putting a lot of people in arenas, and I think they just filled a stadium, and you might want to check them out. And so I Googled Promise Keepers, and sure enough, they were kind of getting some momentum, and they were planning on filling a stadium the next year. And so I started getting involved and talking to them, did some research with them to find out a little bit about them and what they were doing. They were great. They were doing Ministry 2 Men at the time. They weren't real involved at that transition in men's ministry in the local church, which was sort of their next, a little bit of their next season. And so I just started volunteering with them out there. From that, wound up doing several events on the East Coast for them. Their first military event on a base, on a ship, actually. We did the first arena event outside of the one that was done in Boulder the second year or first year. And it was after that event, they asked me to come on their team. And of course, that moved me back to Colorado, or to Colorado, not back to Colorado, but to Colorado, where I went to work for Promise Keepers. Got a chance to oversee the larger events in the mid-90s. Had an absolute blast. That experience was one of the most amazing experiences I've had in my life. It was an incredible move of God. I would say unprecedented that I've seen at this point. And I have a beautiful wife that's joined me on the journey from California, where we had our two boys. And Bob, you know Sterling. They're both great kids. Sterling is in ministry with us now. He's serving with me. He has been for the last several years after he sort of retired from soccer.
Right. He was I might just tell our audience, he was a professional soccer player, and he is a great kid.
He is a great kid. The blessing, my oldest son now, who's a graphic artist, is working with us. And so we've had this great journey. My wife, my boys love the Lord. And we settled in here in Colorado, you know, a little over 20 years ago, and it's been tough to move. But we've had some great experiences serving the Lord, doing very large events all around the world. After I had a little stint doing the overseeing the events, PK moved me into a role as the VP of International Ministry. So I got to do that thing called PK all over the world, and launch ministries around the world, and the expression of that sort of men's event around the world. And around 2000, I decided I wanted to work with the next generation. And so I left PK and went to work, really just working alongside young adults, trying to help them figure out what God created them to do and help send them in that direction. And for about a decade, I did that, and then slowly got pulled in to doing events again through a set of circumstances. And out of that came a ministry that we now run and manage, a nonprofit called Conference Ministries International. We help partner ministries do their events. And so kind of why we're here to talk about is one of those big events that we're doing.
Tell us a little bit about your sidekick, because I just want to say that that Jim is here with a good friend of mine, Greg Tull, and he's part of your team and been on this journey with you, and another PK guy, because Greg and I met through Promise Keepers. Yes. So anyway,
well, Greg and I go back to the mid '90s at Promise Keepers. We both did ministry there, oversaw parts of the large men's events. Greg and I also, after our break, and we went different ways, came back to another ministry called World Venture, where we worked together for another 5 years. And it was during that time we were sitting down having lunch and saying, you know what, it would be really amazing if we could just do something we absolutely love doing that changes the world, you know, something kingdom-minded, and do it with a bunch of people we just like hanging out with, you know, good people. And out of that was where some of the vision for Conference Ministries came in. And so I'll let Greg say a little bit about that.
And while you're passing that over, I also want to say that in the room we got Steve Smith with us, and Steve is another really good friend and part of our group at Highline Community Church.
You only say that because he likes motorcycles.
That's right. He's a part of our motorcycle group. And anyway, we say hi to all the Highliners out there listening this morning. So, Greg?
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Chuck. It's good to be here. I always like hanging out with Jim because I had a squeaky clean childhood, and he always makes me look really, really good. So that's cool. Now, hey, just briefly, I grew up in the church, loved God, knew him since a young kid, went to Israel, Bob. That's when my life changed. It was a time there that I just felt like I needed to get out of business, go into full-time ministry, and I joined the volunteer ranks of Promise Keepers and came on board. That's where Jim and I crossed paths and had done lots and lots of different events around the world. So that's our intersection. And we are in team together with this ministry called CMI, Conference Ministry International. As Jim said, our passion is events. We honestly believe that through events that God can use events to transform lives and populate heaven. We believe that events are all about the opportunity to impact lives. And we believe that you can change the world one event at a time. It was really because of that vision with Promise Keepers.
Yeah.
Bill McCartney, if you remember back in the day, he had a vision. Phil Stadium's full of men, and it was an exciting time.
I have to tell you a funny story. I was at breakfast. Of course, Bo, our host that's not with us today, is very good friends with Coach McCartney, and he had invited me to have breakfast with he and Coach one day, and Coach was sitting there, and this was like, I don't know if they'd even had the earlier small conferences yet, but he said, we're going to fill Folsom Field.
Yeah.
You know, with people. And I got to admit, I'm sitting here thinking, fat chance. And that, of course, what I was thinking is that's about as likely as Colorado winning the national championship.
That's right.
So Colorado went on, won the national championship. And then I remember sitting in Folsom Field that night, just kind of looking out thinking, this is amazing.
It was pretty awesome to be a part of it. And arguably one of the best movements God's ever done in our country that we've seen. And it's because of that, each member of our team at CMI has participated at Promise Keepers events, mm-hmm. and we have that history. And we know what happens when God shows up. And we design programs, work programs, with the idea that God's going to do something special at those events. And so that's what CMI is about. And so we're excited about participating. We do lots of different events around the country. Heaven Fest is our signature event. We call it our rock star event. But we do other events for the National Hispanic Leadership Association Conference. We do it for Missio Nexus, one of the largest mission leaders conferences in the world. Several ministries, Women of Faith, or not Women of Faith, what is it, Jim?
E-Woman,
excuse me. And then also, forgive me on that one, but that Women of Faith is a good movement. And many, many others. So
great.
That is the thing that we do. We love doing events.
You know, one of the neat things about Promise Keepers is not only the work that they have done with men, but the alumni of employees who were at Promise Keepers are out throughout the community, throughout the world, ministering today. It's what a great training ground it was for a whole lot of people.
Yeah, we've had the benefit of running across, I would say, hundreds of folks that have gone through the PK and experience, whether it was staff or just people that God transformed their lives. Yeah. Well, we've sat in homes of people who just wanted to invite us in and say, you don't understand, before I met Jesus at a PK event, I was a reprobate. I mean, mm-hmm. I was the worst kind of guy you could imagine. And I wanted you to come meet my wife and my kids because they're the beneficiaries of what God did through that movement. And so, and of course, it's launched, I would say, hundreds of ministries, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
Yeah, it's been a terrific, terrific event. So you are listening to You Get the Blessing. Chuck King sitting in for Bo Mitchell, and your regular host, Bob Belts, is here as well. We have with us today Greg Toll and Jim Copeland. They're here to talk to us, among other things, about Heaven Fest. And I'm, as a professor at CCU, I'm excited about Heaven Fest because the Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies is a keynote sponsor of that event. So tell us, guys, about the event.
Well, the best way to describe it is we were sitting in a room one day, all of our team, just praying about what God would want us to do. We were really looking for sort of a premier event here in the Colorado area. And we had been saying, you know, it would be nice to do something like Heaven Fest. Heaven Fest had been around for 6 years, took a year off to just pray and rethink about what they wanted to do. And so I went to the founder, who I'd known for about a decade, and said, hey, our team would like to throw in. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's happened with Heaven Fest in the past, but we've got a pretty talented group of guys and a gal that would love to just jump in and help you out any way we can. And the owner of it said, you know, well, let me pray about it. Let's think about it. And he went back to his team, prayed about it, went to the board because they had a crazy idea, went to the board, and then came back to us and said, look, this event called Heaven Fest is really in your sweet spot. It's not in our sweet spot. We want to give it to you. Which was just a God thing, because here we are praying for some kind of premier event like this, and they give it to us. And it was with no strings attached. It was a great, just sort of a gesture of love to us. We felt it was a gift to our ministry, and we've tried to steward it since then and bringing it back. And we started immediately looking for things like, where do we move it to? Where's a good infrastructure for us? Came upon a great family, the Bandimeres, who I've known for years, but thought, well, let's talk to them about hosting this. And so we sat down with them, and they said, look, well, we race cars. We don't do events per se. We would have to give up racing to do this event. But my dad, this is John Jr. talking, my dad started this racetrack to reach young people. And so this would be kind of a pretty cool thing for us to once again reach out and touch the lives of young people. But I'm going to have to take it to the family, because we got to give up some racing, and we don't, you know, that's kind of what we do. And they went back, talked to the family. The family came in and said, it was a short discussion. They want it. And so that was the first step, getting a location and a date. The second thing that happened was the Colorado Christian University Adult and Graduate Studies program coming in and saying, don't talk about a title sponsor to anyone else. We want to do this. The benefit was they have been a ministry partner for multiple years of the event, almost since the beginning. So they knew the event well. They knew the impact of the event. They said, we want in, so don't go looking for other people because we're tired of losing to a few other universities out there in terms of some marketing opportunities. So we said, well, this is Colorado, so you're kind of in the driver's seat on this. So it was just it was a God thing. It was just like the gift of Heaven Fest. All of a sudden, we get a title sponsor because CMI doesn't need our name on it. And then it just a series of other miracles like that have been happening since, you know, 8-9 months ago when we took this thing over.
So tell us about the event. When does it happen? What do people need to do to get involved?
Yeah.
And what happens? What does it look like?
Heaven Fest scheduled is August 7th, August 8th, 2015, Bandimere Speedway. So that is the date of the event. It's a two-day event. It's moved from a one-day to a two-day. We're moving it from an outdoor field in the middle of the boonies to a wonderful location, as Jim described, as Bandimere. It's a massive music festival, worship festival to honor, praise, and lift the name of Jesus. It's an event that brings the whole body of Christ together. We are inviting 50-plus bands. We have about 25,000 attendees that plan to be there. We have 700-plus volunteers that we're going to need, 200-plus church partners involved. It's going to be a ministry that we invite sponsors and donors and exhibitors to be a part of, usually about 100 to 200 of those. So it really is a community event to unite the body of Christ here in the Denver Rocky Mountain region. As Jim said, they've been doing this for 5 years. 5 years, they started in 2008, took a couple years off. But it is the largest Christian music festival in the Rocky Mountain region, seven-state region. And so it has something for everybody. We call it, say that it's more than a festival. It's something for everyone. One of our targets is families. It's a great opportunity for families to come out. We are specifically looking at bringing out young adults in the next generation, making plenty of opportunity for them to be participants, not only the volunteer, but just be on the be a part of the platform and all that. So it's exciting to be a part of it. I'll tell you, the enthusiasm we've received so far. When we first got on here, we didn't realize we had so many fans. Our phones have been ringing off the hook. I think we have 30,000 subscribers on Facebook, and it's just wild seeing all these people that are so passionate about Heaven Fest, and the community is getting around us, and we're really thrilled that it's happening.
So I think Highline is going to be one of your partner churches, and then you've also got Biff Gore, our worship leader, is going to, I think he's, you know, singing or opening for one of the acts out there, isn't he?
Yeah,
I think.
Biff is a key artist on the platform. We have, like I said, over 50. We're excited about Biff. He brings a lot of energy and excitement, and Biff is a great friend of our ministry as well. Headliners for the event are Newsboys, Skillet. We have all kinds of groups in between that, just a list of some of those people that are popular out there. Random Hero, Disciple, Red, Mandisa, Group One Crew. We've got just a bunch of people, Lincoln Brewster, and the list goes on and on. So one of the things that is so critical that we bring to this is our heart for evangelism. We have multiple stages at this event, and on every stage we'll be presenting the gospel several times throughout the day. It's a real passion of ours to bring people to Christ and allow people to know that that's what this is all about. And our hope is that every person that leaves Heaven Fest will say that they've encountered Jesus. And not only encountered Jesus, it'll be the best event they've ever experienced in their lives. And we're excited about the goals we've set.
So with the two-day event, do you end up with a bunch of people camping at Bandimere too? Or is that part of the deal? Or...
Yeah, festival experience, Bob, is wild at these events. We've learned that. Our team has done thousands of events, literally. We've done some festivals. Festivals are a unique bird all by itself, but camping is part of it. We have camping space, RV space available. People are signing up for that as we speak. It's going. But we invite more to come. It's a real energetic 24/7 experience for those that have been to a festival before. So.
And your website is www.heavenfest.net, is that correct?
.com.
Yeah, .com or .net.
Okay. And tell us how people can get involved. Do you need sponsors? What do you need?
Yeah, we're still working on a few sponsors. We certainly need hundreds of volunteers yet. And obviously, tickets to be sold. I mean, that's the key success to the whole thing is selling as many tickets. Tickets right now are on sale. $59. That's 30 bucks off at the door. It's 89. So they can go on, online. The churches, we've got a $49 deal for a group of 10 for churches. We want to strategically partner with churches, really for a couple reasons. One, the way that we do evangelism is we ask the church to partner with us to provide people that, so your guys that are in your church can identify someone that they're praying for. Secondly, invite them. Thirdly, we give them a free ticket. You bring them, and then you can follow up with them. That's how we ensure we get 2,500 unbelievers there, and we can present them the gospel of Jesus in multiple ways.
That's great.
So if someone has a non-believer friend that they want to bring, what's your recommended strategy for getting that person there?
Well, first, write their name down and pray for them. Pray for them every day. Secondly, all you got to do is go to our website. You'll be able to apply for a free ticket for them. But you can talk to your pastor about it. You can kind of coordinate it. We're trying to use this as a church outreach so that the church can kind of collaborate on how many people they'd love to have there and bring. And then we work with the church to get those guys their tickets. And then we just ask you to bring them. Make sure they're in the right places at the right time to hear the gospel, maybe multiple times throughout the day. And then when you bring them back, connect them to your local church.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Bob, would you pray for this event right now?
Absolutely. Well, Lord, we're grateful for Greg and Jim and their lives and just the way you've used them in the past, and excited about their ministry and particularly this Heaven Fest event. And we do pray, Lord, that you'd bless it, you'd continue to help them with all of the details. And then we pray for those in the Denver area that might be able to reach out and use this to bring friends, and that people would come to know you, Jesus, and that it would just be a time when people leave, they would look back and feel like they've really encountered you. So we commit it to you and commit them to you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
So I'd like to hear more about CMI and the other kinds of things that you're going to be involved in. How does someone...
You're doing some men's stuff too, aren't you? I mean, kind of, well, at least it sounded early on, because your son Sterling is a good buddy, and he was telling me a little bit about some of that. So,
well, CMI, we really built it to come alongside of ministries, first and foremost, to help them fulfill their mission, using the tool of our skill set, which is doing events and doing large events. We've had the privilege of being involved in one of the largest events in America, which was Stand in the Gap, where 1.4 million guys showed up in Washington, D.C. with Promise Keepers. And so we've got that experience, plus doing stadium events, arena events, festivals, and so on. We also do convention business. So we, as Greg mentioned, we do the largest Hispanic Christian leadership event. We do the largest missions leadership event in America. But our heart really is still to do things that really transform lives. We are still very passionate about doing a men's event that will continue to work in the hearts of men. And we're praying for God to do another movement. And if he gives us the right kind of ministry, we've worked with several men's ministries, including PKA as consultants, Life of Valor men's events, a Wildfire Weekend for Men. But one of the transitions about a year ago is that we said, what we're doing with Heaven Fest, which is our own brand, if we could continue to do that and move toward doing some other events like a men's conference, that we would really, if God opened the opportunity for that to happen, we would take it and we would run with it. So we are in the planning stages. We're working with several creative folks out there, some major speakers that have been, that we've had friendships and relationships with for years. We're talking to them about what would a men's event look like today. We don't want it to be a Promise Keeper event, the Life of Valor event, a Wild. What we really want is, what would the 20, 30 something of today want if they had a men's event for them? And then trying to create it from the ground up.
You know, you really put your finger on something important. Being involved in college education, I can tell you that the things that appeal to my generation, our generation, are not the things that appeal to the kids out there today. And I think we have to find new ways to reach these people. So I'm excited that somebody's out there looking at a way to put feet on this. This Heaven Fest event seems like a great place to start.
It is. It targets that audience, Chuck, that 20 to 30-year-old But it also attracts a little older audience as well, the 35, 45, who has kids that want to be at this kind of event. So it's a great chance for us to reach out into this community.
I'd just like to personally thank you for having the Newsboys so that I would know at least one group that's actually performing at Heaven Fest. So,
have you got any country singers? I mean, that's the only kind of people I know. Right? I could bring my guitar.
Yeah,
could you,
Biff.
Could you use another singer? Yeah. There you go.
Oh, gosh.
So it's great to have you here, guys. Great to hear about Heaven Fest, and great to hear about CMI and Godspeed in your work. If there's somebody out there who has an idea for an event and they want to know how to put wheels on it, do they contact you? How do they get a hold of you?
They can go to conferenceministries.com and they can check us out, and certainly all of our emails are on there so they can get a hold of us that way.
Great. Great to have you here, Bob. It was good to be with you today.
Good being with you. I'm going to Highline Community Church because I'm speaking, so I have to be there.
And also, make sure
and tune in at 8 o'clock tonight on NBC for AD. So.